Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Not run the ball away from TJ Watt. Whenever you do so, he's chasing down. And that last play to me is so important because that's the quarterback run game. And the Steelers understand how to defend it. We saw in that play, TJ Watt is tackling the dive. He's coming downhill and the linebackers are scraping over the top to get to Jaden Daniels. So when you talk about the Eagles and their run game with the zone schemes and then Jalen keeping the ball at times, they're going to be prepared for it. And I think they're going to force Philly to put the ball in his hands, Jalen Hurts, and force him to throw the ball on the outside.
Welcome back, Midday Show. The voice of Jason McCourty, ESPN.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He ain't lying.
Talking about how the Steelers could try to force the Eagles to throw that football on Sunday. Where do you come down? Should they target A.J. Moore? Should they focus on A.J. now after everything has hopefully been buried a little bit here? Everyone's calmed down a little bit. Now what? Should they try to get A.J. the ball more or just stay the course with the offense? I say stay the course. You want to get the ball to A.J. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the P.I. Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. I'm very curious, people come down on the poll today on this one. Should the Eagles focus on getting A.J. Brown targets on Sunday?
I didn't
think about how I phrased that one. All right. 53% say stick to what's worked. 47% say yes. So in to use your vernacular on this, you're losing the poll today.
Well, you know what it is, because people don't, like, I think people aren't being, you know, they don't understand what's being said. We're not going to win the Super Bowl with the formula that we have presently. We're not going
to
do it.
I agree, but if the quarterback isn't more efficient, to use your word, they could throw it 100 times and it won't matter.
Yeah, but the thing is this. I think that the efficiency is the thing. I think when people hear run the ball more or change the offense, they think that I'm thinking bombs away. Just go into the game and start throwing. No, I'm not saying that. We have to be more efficient in the passing game. We got to feed AJ. We got to give him more touches than that.
See, this is where I agree, but I disagree with you. So let me paint a picture for Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Steelers come in. They stack the box. They're playing well up front. They make it harder on Saquon than maybe any team has all year, or at least in a while, right? And I As great as Saquon is, this is probably the biggest challenge he's faced the entire season. It wouldn't shock me if Saquon on Sunday has, I don't know, 95 yards instead of 155, and it's just more of a challenge. If the game ends and the Eagles win and Jalen Hurts is 20 of 25 and those passes go to Jahan Dotson and Greg Calcaterra and Devontae Smith has a 150-yard game, I can care less about A.J. Brown and like his particular targets on Sunday. I don't care. If they win and Jalen plays his best game and they all go to Devontae and Calcaterra, I'm not going to lose any sleep Sunday night if I see a one catch, 6 yards next to A.J. Brown's name, if it all plays out the way I said.
No, I mean, I
don't
hear what
need
you're saying,
him to have targets.
But 9 times out of 10, if we're being fair, if we're being realistic about what you're saying, anytime a pass play is drawn up, any I don't care what pass play it is, A.J.'s your primary target.
Sure. But if they take it away, you got to go to number two.
And that's the thing. If I'm not saying force him the ball, but have more of be more conscious of
a focus,
the situation. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Because for whatever reason, we're still sitting here recklessly speculating.
Darn right.
About what happened on that second play of the game.
Well, I could tell you what happened. Why A.J. was open and Jalen didn't throw it. I mean, I don't know why he didn't,
in a
but
nutshell,
I know what happened.
Hey, Joe, in a nutshell, that's what happened.
He was wide open.
We're trying to figure out.
And the quarterback didn't throw it.
Why did that happen? Why did it happen that way? Why did it happen that way?
Well, we could have all our theories. I mean, mine is that he doesn't see the field well enough.
I just feel like this might come up again in the near future.
What was that?
His targets don't matter to me. It's wins and losses.
Good player, Joe.
He's a hell of a player.
He's a great player.
We got a $30 million decoy. That, to me, that math ain't math. You know, math ain't my thing. That math ain't math.
Nine wins in a row as a decoy.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
That's not worried about it.
Come on, man. We've been around enough football teams to know this dog don't. Eventually, this dog ain't going to hunt. We've been talking about this for weeks. But the fact that Saquon Barkley, everybody named mama knew at some point, when is it going to be? When he ain't happy no more. It just so happened to happen. That's why, to me, it's crazy for people to say, oh, well, they're mad at A.J., and you knew this was going to happen.
I know, but we thought it would happen after a loss. It happened after a win. I mean,
you knew he wasn't going to be happy.
It's almost like,
but now y'all surprised. Like y'all run around act like y'all surprised.
Yeah, but wait. It's almost like you ever have a disagreement with a significant other. You know, it's kind of brewing. But you do it like you got to pick your moment. You don't do it on the holidays. You don't do it on a family party.
More than times, significant others don't care. When they feel like it's time to act the fool, they're going to act the fool.
Well, I guess you're right on that. All right, 215.
They don't care about timing. They don't care about your feelings.
94-94.
About to act the fool.
All right, hopefully this guy doesn't act the fool Sunday. Kellen Moore spoke this week. Listen to what he said about trying and how they do try to get AJ the ball.
I'm going to focus more on trying to find different ways to increase the likelihood of the ball going to him. Ultimately, the quarterback has to play based off the reaction of the defense and trust that there's progressions within a play. And then, you know, for us, we're always going to evaluate how can we get it to him sooner and create those opportunities. And again, it's really about probability.
Well, that was interesting the way he framed it, the focus, but also ultimately it's about the quarterback trusting the progressions. I feel like that is – It was his way of softly telling us what might be the issue. Maybe this quarterback's not trusting what he's seeing.
He ain't throwing him the ball. Okay, now I'm just reckless speculating. Okay, let me stop.
You gonna stop?
No, I'm being a mark.
All right, let's talk.
That's what it sounded like to me.
I like how you said, let me stop. Then you're like, no, hold on. One more. One more little speculation.
Let me just drop one more speculation out there.
Let's talk to Donald Chester. Let him speculate. What's up, Donald?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey,
man?
Donald.
I don't know, man. I'm listening to you guys, you know.
It sounds like with a mouth full of food.
Yeah, you know it.
What do you have? Is lunchtime or is this like a breakfast sandwich? What do you got?
How about that D, baby?
Wow.
Extra cheese and sausage.
Cheese, sausage, and cheese? Is that what he said?
Sausage sandwich.
Pizza with sausage. All
That's
right.
What I'm talking about. Breakfast of champions.
There you go.
But, you know, listen, man.
All right, Donald, hold on a second.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Donald, get yourself together.
I got Don called with a whole mouthful of pizza. Say, look here, man.
So, let me, can I just ask politely for everyone in the audience? We welcome everyone's phone call. And I know that you don't know when your call is going to get pulled up, right? Like you get on the, you call Kyle, he puts you on the board. You don't know when I'm going to go to
but
you.
Call with a mouthful
well,
of pizza.
No, I'm even saying that's okay. But when I call your name and say Donald, maybe we swallow the bite we're currently chewing and don't put the next one in. I feel like that's not a hard ask.
I don't know, dog. If it's some good pizza, though, if it's that, fire pizza, you got to do what you got to do.
It doesn't feel like a hard ask.
Pizza at 11:30? That's live.
I think he was quite ready to pause the eating, which was the issue there.
Yeah, and I felt like he put an extra bite in as we were talking
absolutely.
To him. And that we can't do. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
You already know what it is.
I think I was not logged into the
Zoom call.
No, anyway.
Bruce on his Zoom.
I mean, come on.
All right.
Bruce, we get on Zoom call.
Wow.
I respect the fact that people are at work listening to us.
Not working.
It's live.
All right. It's good. All right. 215-592-9 whatever. Can we take a quick pause here to let everyone know what they should be listening for? Because as you know, every day we are trying to find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking. So let's let everyone hear the sound of the next time you hear this coming up, you will have a chance to call in. So here's what it sounds like for Hughes Holiday Stocking.
It's Hughes Holiday Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Hurts my feelings every time I hear
it's so good. All right, there's the sounder. Next time, over the course of the rest of the show, you hear this, call in 215-592-949 for your chance to win today a pair of Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, clear tote bag, and the grand prize, which we will give away. All of our qualifying winners automatically entered a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, smoking chips, Weber Spirit 2 Grill, and a 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's. Next time you hear the sounder, call and we'll find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking today. All right, let's go back to Bruce. I believe the Zoom call is either muted or he's just going to ignore them. Hey, Bruce.
Yep.
What's up,
Hello?
Bruce?
Bruce, what's up?
Sorry about the technicalities there, brothers.
It's all right. We're always interested in what's going on in the Zoom call, so we're good.
I know. Hopefully, none of my secret squirrel stuff leaks out. But yeah, I gotta pay attention to that. But anyway, man. Look, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I have not called into the morning show yet. I mean, one day they're just gonna cause me to lose my religion, And maybe I'll call in there under the influence of Molly Percocets and just say
Percocet.
Say what I really need
Molly
to say.
Molly Percocet, yeah.
Because they're still trying to go at AJ about what he said. Well, I don't believe him. You know, I mean, what more does this man have to say? Okay.
Well, actually, I think he needs to say less. I mean, I think that's that. Like, you know, not yesterday, Bruce. He had to speak yesterday. He had to clear the air.
Correct.
I think for a lot of people, it would make them feel better if, like, less talk after the game when he's frustrated rather than more. I think that's probably what people are hoping for.
But look, he was honest. And he said what we were all thinking. It needed to be said by somebody. And I had no... Up until BG said something about it, when everybody was like, okay, you know what? It was constructive criticism until BG. When BG said, that's when this thing took legs and it went off into a flying, burning hell of foolishness. Okay, I think it needed to be said because it was true on everything we had all been saying. But moving forward though, I think that this is. Also, an indictment, and again, on the coaching staff. Here's my thing about it. See, nobody can question AJ. Look, this man is out here blocking for Barkley. You know, nobody should be questioning his dedication to the team, okay? He's doing everything he's been doing up to this point, and it just happened to have this last, you know, this last situation. So I'm with AJ all the way when it comes down to how this thing plays out. But I'm going to tell you something else. You mm-hmm. know, the coaching staff, man, they need to get it together. Because, see, if they saw that problem, one of the questions he said, did anybody talk to y'all? No. No, in game, if you're having issues like that, why is Kellen Moore or C-Rail or somebody else, hey, guys, come on, let's do a quick huddle. Let's get the tablet out. Let's figure out what's going on in-game. Somebody, y'all should be having active communication during the game and just letting stuff stew and you're getting video clips, everybody being frustrated, nobody's talking to each other. That's a leadership issue. And they need to get better at that, and they need to get a handle on it because it's not going to be the last time you're going to have issues. And they just need to be more proactive on addressing these problems on the fly instead of letting
I agree. I mean, it's funny that you said that, Bruce. On TV in front of us, ESPN's, you know, they're still talking about this. Bruce, we appreciate it. They got the clip of AJ annoyed on the sideline Sunday and Devontae trying to calm him down. Maybe he was upset too. I don't know. But his point is maybe the coaches come over and try to calm these guys down in the game rather than what do you make of that?
Yeah. You know what's funny about it? It's like this is not something new when it comes to high-caliber, high-talented receivers and quarterback problems or quarterback issues.
It's every year in the NFL.
It's everybody deals with this. And good coaches always – you know, you have some coaches that go into this situation and say, hey, well, I'm going to run my offense, yada, yada, yada. Sometimes you need to say something just like hey, dog – We got to feed AJ. It might not happen, but you're letting AJ know that you're on his mind. You
just
know what I'm saying?
Appeasing him, making him feel better.
Kind of like, hey, AJ, hey man, we're gonna get you in the game, dog. Just give me some time. That's all you got to say. But I think it came to a head when we all saw the play, and we all sat there and looked at it when we perceived that that Jalen saw AJ. And didn't throw the ball to him. That's where I think it was really a problem because he was wide open and he still didn't get the ball.
Let me address something Bruce said. I'm curious what everyone thinks of it and what you think of it, Hugh. He said he's not upset at AJ because AJ said we were all thinking. But like, not everyone could be the drunk uncle at the barbecue. We joke about the drunk uncle. Not every day requires a drunk uncle telling you things that you don't maybe need to hear in front of everyone. Like, what he did, yes, I think we've all probably had this internal battle in our head this week. Like, AJ's probably right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in fact, I think he is right. Pass the game's an issue. Jalen is not playing well enough right now. But it's one thing for me to say it. It's one thing for our callers to say it. It's one thing for you to say it. We're fans, you know, you're ex-player, you are. Like, you see, he's his teammate in the locker room after the game. Do you think it's a good thing, or do you think, like, there's a line here,
and I know a lot of people are going to feel like I'm playing semantics, mm-hmm. but...
Here we go.
You can't even let me get it out. But what he said was not directed towards the quarterback. Now, we can imply that it was, because we have, and that's that we know, because Kyle's already looking at me with his arms folded, mad at me.
Semantics,
no, but it wasn't as pointed as we make it out to be, because we all felt it, but when I heard it, to be honest, full disclosure, when I heard it, I was like, yeah, he's talking about the quarterback, but he's also talking about the passing game, because we've been talking about the passing game for weeks. We've been talking about that for weeks, so if I'm the quarterback, I hear what he's saying. But I also understand that it's the collective. Mm. You know, it's the collective. But you know, he's the guy that touches the ball every time. But it's the way that how it's going down. And if we're being fair in the situation, Jalen said the same thing in the press conference.
There also is one other element to the Eagles offense that I think is unique. Not every offense is like this. Hugh, I also wonder how many times Jalen decides to keep it himself. Or hand it on the RPO that AJ might not agree with that. Right? The Eagles' offense isn't straight run or pass, right?
Mm-hmm. It's all predicated on what Jalen sees.
Right, so Jalen's mind and his opinion on what he's seeing holds a larger weight here than other offenses. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how it all works in other teams. A lot of teams do use some element of the RPO. But, like, it's not as simple as Kellen Moore calls pass, and we know AJ is the number one option. He likely is getting the ball in that play. Jalen's got a lot of opinion on this. So, like, maybe AJ also thinks Jalen's not making the right read. Like, hey, instead of you holding it this time, let's get to a pass. I don't know what he's thinking other than he's annoyed, and he tried to clear it up yesterday. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Self in Northville. Hey, Self.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Self?
Hey, look, I got Hugh.
Yes.
Me and you usually on the same side a lot of times on things.
I already know how you feel about
this. It's about time he's with a football guy like me. Go ahead, Self.
Let me say this. I need y'all to hear me out on this, right? Number one, hell no, you don't feed him the ball. What are we doing? Giving the crybaby baby, throwing a tantrum. What do you want? We don't do that. I got a 1-year-old right here. She fall out and have a temper tantrum. She ain't getting nothing.
Oh, he part, that's how self you part do of old ass daddy club
you
like me.
Baby like a-
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number 2, right? Only thing they can do to put a band-aid on this bullet wound is win the Super Bowl. Because it's out there now.
Damn, bullet wound, though.
He's right. Because what happens is, if it was just an offense, he should have said offense. I mean, whether, and that includes running or whatever, because Saquon ain't had 200 yards on Sunday. He had 100 or something. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, if you're not talking about Jalen, then say offense. Don't say passing. Because passing is going to lead to speculation. We know what he meant. We're sitting here trying to defend this dude. We know exactly what he meant. You know what I'm saying? When BG spoke, that was BG tied to his BS too. And it's probably other players that tied to his nonsense. Tennessee Titans let him go for a reason. What was that reason? Exactly what he's doing now. It's just him. Devontae only feeling discomfort now because he got a cancerous piece going through his earpiece. Stop playing, man. This dude is a cancer. Get rid of him. Let somebody else have that problem, and let's get another receiver in here that'll compliment Devontae, really, and let's play football, man. Period. This dude's a cancer. Get rid of him.
Self, good phone call, man. Always appreciate it.
Like, the one thing that I am never wrong about, Self does not like A.J. Brown. At all. And see, this Self, you know, you my brother and I love you to death, but this is why I can't agree, because you can't be objective in this situation, because you just can't stand him. And to be honest, AJ is a hell of a receiver. And when you look at the numbers with him on the field, we have a lot of success with AJ.
Haven't lost a game with him on the field this year.
He's a big part of Jalen's success. I hear what you're saying, but again, man, like I said, every good team that I've been on has had one of those guys. And I ain't been on too many of them, but they've had one of those guys. Receivers are different.
But sometimes they're too loud. Let me give an example. The Bills, there was a lot of people thought they took a downgrade this year when they got rid of Stephon Diggs. Doesn't look like
they
downgraded.
They're having issues with the passing game, but they're still winning. They're still winning.
I mean, I think their offense is better now than it was last year.
Stephon was loud, but man, I tell you, it's
too loud.
It's something different when you have that guy. When you have Keyshawn, you know, we didn't win that first year he was there, but that second one, you got that guy. Like, it's different. T.O. here. it's something where you have to learn. And I think coaches nowadays do a better job of appeasing those guys.
They do. It's interesting the examples you used, though, but how many of the loudest receivers have actually raised the trophy?
How many? Jerry Rice was he was different, but it was a different era.
Different era.
And he came from HBCU, so that was different.
I would like the ones you named. Like, T.O. didn't raise a trophy.
He didn't. Keyshawn did. Keyshawn won one in Tampa. And he was loud. He was loud and boisterous in Tampa.
Antonio Brown didn't raise a trophy.
He did. Yes, he did. Antonio Brown in Tampa.
I don't know if he was on that
Antonio,
team.
Antonio AB was on that. He was on that Tampa Bay team. Because remember, he came back the next year and he went berserk. Antonio, if I'm not mistaken,
him on
Antonio
the one
Brown
they won. I don't remember
was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers championship team.
If you're right, then I'm right.
Let me make sure, Joe.
So he eventually arrived there.
Because remember, he got
but
cut.
But I remember it was
he got cut by the Raiders.
I remember Evans and Godwin when they won the Super Bowl, not him on that team.
I think he was on that team.
Okay, we'll go back and look. But the bottom line is, like, AJ's a great player. I don't want to move off AJ. That's not what I'm alluding to. I'm just like, if every year they're winning and he finds a way to be upset, that gets old after a while. And it gets old. I mean, it gets old after a while in a locker room. And maybe that's what BG was alluding to.
He appeared in two, and he won one. He won 2021.
2021 Super Bowl.
Yeah, that... he won with the Buccaneers.
Okay. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will, what's up? He lost with the Steelers against the Packers.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
Listen, man, this is one thing, man. And like I keep saying, it comes down to the coordinators and the coaches, man. As y'all watching this season go on, right, how you're not trying to and wanting to incorporate the passing? You dig what I'm saying? Because as you look, the further we get down and closer to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs, you got more passing teams. So that means you're going to have to step the game up. And guess what? This next game, they're not going to force you to pass. You should want to pass, okay? The whole thing is you're going to have to, and just like what Rhea said too earlier about the hurry-up offense, you're going to have to get your timing down. And that's what something that they should have been working on with Jalen. He understands what his flaw is.
Mm-hmm.
His timing is off, right? So the whole thing is, see, when Jalen's taking off, a lot of quarterbacks still look downfield as they run it.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Jalen just runs. He like, I got to get these yards, or I got to contribute some way. You know what I mean? He's not continuously looking down the field. So he got to work on that a little bit. Another thing, man. With this A.J. Brown, see, the whole thing is, man, listen, I know you a diva, and I know before Saquon came on. All right, let me give you a quick analogy. This is just like you got your girlfriend, right? And your girlfriend, week after week, showing you and kind of like telling you, like, man, babe, you ain't spending no time with me no more. Well, somebody else got your attention? So you infatuated with this new chick, you know, not really trying to leave your old one, but you infatuated. So you start, you know, giving her more time, paying her more attention. That's just like with Saquon right now. Jalen's paying Saquon more attention, and he's not really focusing on the rest of the team. The last thing I'm going to say, I know I went all over the place, but the last thing I'm going to say, the reason why the Lions is so good and they only lost one game, because they have balance. They got the run, and guess what? They got a whole bunch of plays where they passing that ball so that momentum could keep going.
Yeah, they spread it around. It's a good point, Will. I mean, they had like five guys had six catches in a game recently. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, right back to all your phone calls on this coming up. And we'll play what Dan Orlovsky said about how the Eagles have to approach Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next with all your phone calls right here on the Midday Show.
Here's Helena Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
I knew it's that time. To figure out what's in Hugh's holiday stock. And all right, 215-592-9494. Hop in right now. You can ask us one yes or no question and then give a guess. Today's theme, Hugh, I believe, is you're putting a person in your stocking.
Yeah, it's a person.
All right, there's
a whole person.
A whole person. Uh-oh. In Hugh's holiday stocking. Your chance to guess and win an incredible prize on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. Don't forget about them. Tackle the NFL action in FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of a game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started with $150 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch. You make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94.